This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism. One Donald Trump at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, wow. It's all you can say. Just what a change in fortune for the Trump campaign and actually the entire direction of the United States of America. Welcome to the show. It's just been absolutely incredible over the last 72 hours now, hasn't it? I mean, we've gone from sex scandal tapes from Access Hollywood 11 years ago, 11-year-old sex tapes or discussions, locker room discussions, you can say, and I would say it was definitely a locker room discussion. And then all of a sudden, the drama, the attack by the media, the mainstream media, all those people that are out there trying to destroy Donald Trump and the Republican Party and the country, all the globalists. And then you have the, well, Fright Night. Call it Fright Night. It's not Halloween yet, but it's October. And all of a sudden, the Republicans who are scared, oh my God, there's a sex tape. We're out of here. And then you have what we call, well, we now refer to Paul Ryan as pee-whipped. That comes from Drudge. Drudge put a picture of Paul Ryan. Remember, it was Paul Ryan who said, Donald Trump, you can't come to our little campaign thing that we got going on over here in Wisconsin on Saturday. That would just be too much. That would just be too much because you're so disgusting. You're so vulgar. Of course, it was 11 years ago, and he was a Democrat then, and, this is show business, and I'm not making excuses. I object to the language that was then there, but, again, it was a private conversation that was secretly taped. So they have to go to that level, of course. But the Republicans who have, Mike Lee, oh, my God, they're going to abandon. And what's really funny? I'm glad they're abandoning Donald Trump. Aren't you? Really? Seriously? Do we need, with friends like these guys, who needs enemies? And, I'm serious. Do we need friends like Paul Ryan, the guy who has made sure that Obama got all of his program funding for illegal immigrants in the last budget cycle? He guaranteed that, which meant billions of dollars to these servicing agencies for these illegal immigrants. Get it? The trafficking in human flesh and slavery that Paul Ryan has been engaged in. Just, you know, it, all I can say is good luck and good riddance, Paul Ryan. I think he's embarrassed himself continually. And, of course, as we out him and his behavior with this trafficking in human flesh and slavery, well, it gets to be a little bit too embarrassing. So, you know, Paul, you might want to go slither underneath the rock. No room for you in the new Donald Trump Republican Party. Now, this brings me to another issue. The issue is, it's very clear, at least it should be to you, that Donald Trump has, well, he's this is a hostile takeover of the Republican Party. It clearly is. And, you know, I used to, you know, be a head basketball coach and track coach and all that stuff. And I get these kids who'd come up with real attitude, and they thought that they were holier than thou, better than thou. They knew everything. Their parents knew everything. We knew nothing about coaching and about what was going on. And as a result, it would really lead to a lot of, you know, problems. And I'd say, look, you're either going to do it my way or there's the highway, because it was my team. And I had permission to do that. And you know what? If they didn't conform, they were gone. And that's what's happened here with Paul Ryan. It's a new Republican Party. The hostile takeover of the Republican Party has commenced. And actually, Saturday and Sunday, just before the debate, all these bad apple Republicans, the globalists in particular, they can go. Get rid of them. It's a new Republican Party. Push them off into the globalist party. Remember what we talk about here on this radio show. We believe in the globalist party, and the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. That's what we have right now. That's the scenario that we have. That's the party schemata, if you will. So push them off into the globalist party. That's what I'm saying. Good riddance, Paul Ryan. Good riddance. Anyway, so what about the debate, though? On substance, it was an incredible debate, an incredible night for Donald Trump. And you know, we said last night, and actually after the debate, you probably didn't. We had a 1-hour special on Red State Talk Radio. Trump just dominated the debate. He clearly did. And you know, the thing that I thought was very, very touching, and this is my take on what Donald did. Donald set up the Democrats. I mean, think about this. He set up the Democrats. He set them up by saying in the last debate, at the very end, that he was not going to go there in terms of Bill's infidelities. You know, he saw Kelsey in the audience. Remember that whole statement? Well, they took the bait. And they said, well, Donald, if you're not going there, we are. And we're going to attack you. And, of course, bingo. I think he was anticipating this. Why not? You got to get, you know, he knows he's got this baggage around him, and he knows the best way to handle it is get out in front of it and get it exposed. Well, why not let them do that work, and then you can embarrass them later? And that's exactly what he did here. He absolutely has embarrassed not only that, but all these mediaites out there, media maniacs that are hating on Trump. All the mainstream media is hating on Trump. It was pretty obvious last night. And with the moderators, what was happening. But, you know, also the hatred, the vitriolic attitude that was coming out from all these anti-Donald people, including the Republicans. It was so reminiscent of what I saw at CPAC, the vitriolic hatred towards Donald Trump. It was amazing. Absolutely amazing. And I thought to myself, and most of it was being generated by Fox News, I might add. Mark Levin, Glenn Beck, of course. You know, the same old haters out there. They were hating. It was hate. Now, I got an issue with the hate thing. I don't hate Hillary Clinton. I hate what she does, but I don't hate her. And I don't hate Donald Trump. I mean, I just don't hate people. But this is where it gets personal with these folks, is they actually hate the people. We don't need to be defocused by, you know, saying we hate Hillary Clinton personally. Let's not go there. We hate the ideology. We hate all the things around her, but personally, we're not going there. On another respect, though, when you have Donald Trump being hated on like these people are hating on him personally, the attacks are visceral. And this is the point that Donald, I think, brought home very clearly in this whole situation. He says, okay, you're gonna go there. You got this thing. You've got this exposure. You're going to throw it out there, the October surprise just before the debate. And, oh, by the way, the WikiLeaks came out, too. Incredibly damaging WikiLeaks. We're going to be going through those. Scott Bennett's going to be with us probably a little bit later on the week, and we're going to be covering all the stuff that's got unbelievable drama going on with Scott and everything else that's happening with this whole Iranian situation and Syrian, Russian situation. Much talked about last night. Many of the points about ISIS came right from Scott Bennett last night in that debate. That's what happened. And there's more to that. We have another debate. There's going to be another outing. There's going to be a whole bunch of other things happening. Can't discuss it right now, but it's going to be absolutely impactful on what's going on to determine who's going to be the next president of the United States. So he brings this out. They bring it out. And what does he do? You know, he goes there. He says, look, you punch me, I'm counterpunching. That's exactly what he did. So what did he do? He brings in all of the victims of Bill Clinton and holds a press conference just before the debate. Brilliant move. He's got them all lined up there. He's sitting right in the middle. He's spread. There's two on each side. And he's going to go there. And not only that, he brings them into the House, front row. And it rattled Hillary and it rattled Bill. You could see that. Once you understood what was going on, you saw the visuals, you saw the pictures, they were like, well, Of course, Bill didn't want that. They didn't anticipate that. But Donald counterpunched. And boy, howdy, did he counterpunch during the debate or what? It was a punching bag for Donald Trump. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
Please allow her to respond. She didn't talk while you talked.
Yes, that's true. I didn't.
Because you have nothing to say.
Okay, Donald. I know you're into big diversion tonight. Anything to avoid talking about your campaign and the way it's exploding and the way Republicans are leaving you. But let's see what happens.
I'd like to know, Anderson, why aren't you bringing up the emails? I'd like to know. Why aren't you getting
to the
bottom? No, it hasn't. It hasn't. And it hasn't been finished at all.
Ken Karpowitz has a question.
It's nice to one on three.
Donald Trump, one on three, taking on Mr. Cooper, as he should. And once again, it was so obvious in this debate that the media is against Donald Trump, and he had to fight through it. He had to struggle through it. Unbelievable dialogue, though, in many cases that we were seeing last night, and that's just a little snippet of what was going on. It was amazing to me to see Hillary Rodham Clinton in a situation where she had never, well, okay, let's go through this whole thing very quickly. Sociopathic lying, that's what we have here with Hillary Rodham Clinton. And, you know, it's same with President Barack Hussein Obama. Now, Hillary does her lying a little bit differently than what Obama does. Obama just comes out and lies and believes the lies. And, you know, he's not going to, and of course, when he's believing the lies, he says to himself, he's telling the truth. That's just classic sociopathic behavior. Now, one of the things that Hillary always does as part of the same belief system in terms of believing her own lies is to deflect. So she's a master at deflection. Now, Obama is deflecting too. He's naturally deflecting, saying, oh, that's not true. This is what happened. You can keep your doctor. Okay, those are in itself inherently somewhat deflective, but what Hillary likes to do is she likes to drag other people and circumstances into her lie. Now, I've said this before. We saw this with Colin Powell. Colin Powell says, hey, look, don't drag me into this whole thing with the FBI. Remember that? And I said at the time, this is classic Hillary to pull other people into the lie, to bolster her statement, her lie. See, it strengthens her lie. Now, in a minute, we're going to play how she brought in Abraham Lincoln, like she brought in Colin Powell. So she's a master at bringing in other people, whether they like it or not, screaming into her lie. I mean, this is just part of this sociopathy of Hillary Rodham Clinton and her lying. You know, unlike Obama. See, Obama doesn't do that. He doesn't, you know, necessarily. Sometimes he does, but he's not good at it and masterful like Hillary Rodham Clinton. And so what happens when people, recognizing her status and position, when people say, well, wait a minute, I didn't agree with that, well, then, of course, they're condemned. So what are they going to do? They're intimidated. They're going to just go along with the lie. That's what happens. And this has been going on for years. This is their tactic. This is some of the systemic stuff that they do. And of course, people have paid the price. How many people have died as a result of Hillary Rodham Clinton's lies? I mean, just around them. Let's talk about the DNC. We had a couple people that were off just with the DNC over the last couple of months. This is the way the Clintons roll. That's just the way it is. That is absolutely the way it is. Okay, now, this is the interesting thing, is that as she progresses through the debate, it's very, very obvious. I'm give you the physiological, the physical things, what I'm seeing here. It's very, very obvious to me she's looking more distressed as time goes on. Now, that's not a good thing given her physical condition and circumstances. And we've talked about this where we think she's got, you know, epilepsy of some sort that's been spawned by her brain damage, that circumstance where she hit her head, crashed in an airplane or whatever the story is, but she's obviously got some Dame damage. Brain damage, for those of you that are following along here. So she's got some Dame damage, and this Dame damage is playing a role here in this particular... I'm sorry, I'm slipping again. It's brain damage. Hillary's got brain damage. And so I'm concerned that perhaps all of a sudden there's going to be this big jump in stress on her, which, I mean, those are stressful things. Let's face it, these presidential debates, these are not easy. You know, for a guy who speaks for a living, it's not easy to do these kind of things. I understand. I totally get it. So the stress level goes up, but those are triggering stress levels that triggering for epileptic seizures, petit mal and grand mal seizures. So the big fear that everybody has is does not want to have a grand mal seizure, which is apparently something that had, you know, go back to the 9/11 situation, and she passed out and stumbles and, you know, gets tossed into the truck. That was probably one of those types of circumstances. She doesn't want to have that up on stage. That's my point. So she's going to do whatever she can to eliminate that kind of stress level. Well, this is what was going on, in my opinion, is that as time went on, the first half hour, she was somewhat composed. If you take a look at the second half hour, she's starting to come a little bit unnerved. And that's, you know, because Donald, in what he's doing, and which is a total departure from where he's been before, he's staying on point. He addressed the issue of the tape. He apologized. He seemed contrite. I thought he did an outstanding job in winning over the American people to believing that this is a different Donald that you're seeing up on the stage. I thought it was a different Donald. I said, where did this Donald come from? But I've seen this Donald before, and I know it's there. He just needs to show everybody out in public. And, of course, you go back and you take a look at the 16 candidates that he slayed. He slayed in the primaries. And how he did it, they just didn't get the lesson. When they attacked him, he counterpunched. That's my point about all this in terms of the entire debate. It was a setup. Donald set it up, and he wanted it on his terms, and he got it. He got exactly what he wanted. He put the bait out in the first debate. He said, look, I'm not going to go there. And they gleefully, a lot, apparently, what I think is happening here is you have a generational thing, and I talked about this on, I think it was the Red State Talk Radio post show, that there's a generational system here that the Clintons have spanned 30 years, a couple of generations. People that are of younger generation, we had a talk last night, a 31-year-old, who did not understand the history coming into this, the other 30 years, 15 years, if you will, of Hillary and Bill Clinton. Didn't understand all that stuff. Couldn't relate all this stuff, Whitewater, all this stuff during the Clinton era. And it was interesting because we got instructive, this other hosts and so on, to enlighten him as to, you know, what was this Kathleen Willey all about? What were these affairs about? What about all the dead bodies? You know, what about Whitewater? These are the kind of things that the population, millennials in particular, who they are targeting, don't understand. So we have to educate. We have to take the time and educate the millennials, if you will, so that they understand this. Donald's people get it. And that's why he put that demonstration on last night. It's brilliant. And they took the bait. Were they not listening to him as a counterpuncher? Did they not think that he was going to come back and counterpunch? But I think that you've got staffers, the 30-year-old staffers, the 25-year-old staffers on the Clinton campaign who don't get what I just described. They don't get it. They don't understand the history of the person that they're dealing with. And why should they? I'm sure that Hillary Rodham Clinton doesn't sit down and tell them about, oh, yeah, Bill is scandalous. I mean, one of the guys I talked to yesterday that was not in radio didn't even know that Bill Clinton had been impeached. Big Clinton supporter. I said, well, okay, did you know that Bill Clinton has been impeached? What do you mean he's been impeached? I said, you need to go back and study some history, my man. I mean, you're trying to argue with somebody who's lived through all that, and you don't know diddly-do. You need to go back and look at your history. So I direct him, go back, look at the history, check it out. Yeah, he was impeached. This is the kind of stuff the millennials do not know. So when they look at Hillary Rodham Clinton, they see a nice, brand spanking new candidate with no baggage. And, of course, we're here to sort out the baggage. We're the baggage handlers here on Agenda 21 Radio. Don't you love it? And you should be, too, by the way. Tell the millennials what's going on. Anyway, more to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
2-1-1-0.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Of emails and other things last week that were taken from an office and are now missing. And I'll tell you what, I didn't think I'd say this, but I'm going to say it, and I hate to say it, but if I win, I am going to instruct my Attorney General to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation, because there has never been so many lies, so much deception. There has never been anything like it, and we're going to have a special prosecutor. When I speak, I go out and speak, the people of this country are furious. In my opinion, the people that have been long-term workers at the FBI are furious. There has never been anything like this where emails and you get a subpoena. You get a subpoena, and after getting the subpoena, you delete 33,000 emails, and then you acid wash them or bleach them, as you would say, a very expensive process. So we're going to get a special prosecutor, and we're going to look into it, because you know what? People have been Their lives have been destroyed for doing one-fifth of what you've done, and it's a disgrace. And honestly, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Secretary Clinton, I want to follow up on that. I'm going to let you talk about email.
Because everything he just said is absolutely false, but I'm not surprised. Really? In the first debate,
and we really, the audience needs to calm down here.
I told people that it would be impossible to be fact-checking Donald all the time. I'd never get to talk about anything I want to do and how we're going to really make lives better for people. So, once again, go to HillaryClinton.com. We have literally Trump. You can fact check him in real time. Last time at the first debate, we had millions of people fact checking. So I expect we'll have millions more fact checking because, you know, it is it's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Yeah, because you'd be in jail.
Secretary Clinton.
Boom, because you'd be in jail. Donald Trump bombs away, you'd be in jail. And, you know, that's just the sentiment of so many people. And finally, Donald in that forum got to go through the paces and laid the argument out and prosecuted it. And it is so obvious that what she has done here with these emails that she has no defense for this. Now, this was about halfway through, I think, the about halfway through the debate last night. And it fits because now all of a sudden, it's really clear to me in watching her facial expression, watching her body language, she's pensive. No, not Mike Pence. The word pensive. She's pensive. She's off her game. This is a different Donald. This is a different game plan. And this is the point. The strategy behind what Donald Trump did here is brilliant. She was off her game to begin with. I mean, she's sitting there being confronted by four women that her husband had sexually attacked right in the front row looking right at him. They didn't expect that, nor did Bill, nor did, you know, their daughter. I mean, the whole world is there to see it. You brought it on yourself, girlfriend. You should never have brought that tape out if you didn't expect that he was going to counterpunch, and he did. But he set the stage for himself to do those kind of things that we have all been wanting to challenge and confront her on, yet nobody has had the guts to do that, except for a few. Trey Gowdy, perhaps, Jason Chaffetz, and a couple of others. But nobody else has. And, of course, what has happened is that her infection of lying and cheating has gone all throughout the government now. Well, of course, it was there. I mean, and of course, Jim Comey, the plant to begin with. This has all been a well-thought-out administration to try and design to destroy the Constitution and constitutional conduct. That's really what this has been about. And we're starting to see it unravel right before our very eyes. Now, the question is, and this is, I'm going to throw this out there, because we've had this speculation going on for a long time here on Agenda 21 Radio. Will Hillary Rodham Clinton make it? Will she make it to the end? Will she make it and go through the whole election cycle? Will she be replaced at this point in time? I mean, they're talking about replacing Donald Trump, but that's not going to happen now. No, the guy is in charge. He's large and in charge. That's not going to happen. And you know what? These clowns that ran away from him, like Paul Ryan, they're out there. They're done, at least with this Republican Party, because there's a new man in town, and he has laid down the gauntlet for Hillary Rodham Clinton, which is something I think is very commendable. I'm really glad that this finally happened. That this really actually happened for Hillary Rodham Clinton to be confronted by Donald Trump like this. It's appropriate. This is the place to do it. And let you and I and everybody else decide the fate of this woman. Because I guarantee there's going to be, Obama's probably going to pardon her. Maybe not. I mean, they don't like one another. I mean, you got to remember that. The Obamas and Clintons hate one another. There's always that little underlying tone, even though they seem like they might be wanting to try and help one another, is not necessarily the case. But what do you think about that? Think about it. If she was to step out, become too ill, Michelle Obama jump in there. At any rate, the Democratic Party, I think, is in chaos right now. they're not saying it. And, of course, the media has kind of covered around them. I was watching some of the reporting earlier this morning, and it's clear that CNN, I mean, they went all in. They had the hatred going on, just preaching hate towards Donald Trump. And now all of a sudden, they're still out there preaching it. They think that that line, that storyline, going along with the scandal that's out there of the sex tape, that that's going to be the thing that's going to win them the day with the listeners. They're going to decline in the ratings, as they should. There should be a decline in ratings for these people. They deserve it. They absolutely deserve it. And, you know, I'm telling you that in the long run, with Donald Trump and with all the other, this is the other thing, too, that everybody's worried about is the down ballot races that are going on. That's why these people are jumping. They're scared. They go, oh, I can't believe it. You know, there's one thing I want to tell all these, my good Christian friends out there that are running away from Donald Trump right now. There's a sort of a basic tenet in Christianity about forgiveness. And I forgive him. When I heard everything, I forgive him. Now, I challenge you as good Christians, where's your forgiveness? He's obviously made a change. That was 11 years ago. There's going to be more. He was in that business, unfortunately, right now. He was in that business. That's the way business is done. I'm sorry to report that to you, that in some parts of the world, that's the way business is done. It's a tough business. He's a tough man, and he's risen to the top. Hello? And there's one thing that he needs right now, and that's forgiveness. I forgave him. Why did we not, as good Christians, all of you running Republicans, you cowards, why did you not stop and stand your ground? Even the evangelicals stopped and stood their ground behind Donald and said, we're with you, Donald. That was early on. Yet these people are fleeing and running. Oh, we can't have this. Do you not understand what the Bible is about? Do you not understand the basic premise of Christianity of forgiveness? And how dare you? How dare you run and show your cowardice colors? Which is really what you've done. You don't deserve to be elected. You don't deserve to be reelected, in my opinion. And in fact, cowardice in the face of fire, in the face of a war, and that's exactly what this is. Let's not make any mistakes about it. This is the warfare designed to destroy Western civilization and the Constitution of the United States, and we're fighting the war, and Donald Trump is fighting it. But the cowards who ran away, we don't need him in office.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all.
Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price. Under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
2-1-1-0.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. And remember, Preston Preppers, be a Preston Prepper and prepare for, well, you never know what's going to happen after the election. And we've been talking about this, that when the election happens to January 20th or whenever the inauguration is, watch out for President Barack Hussein Obama. And by the way, watch out your dates. Tomorrow is the 11th of October. Today is the 10th, obviously, and it's Cristobal Colom. Yeah, Columbus Day, Colom Day, Cristobal Colom. You go to Barcelona where the three ships left to find the New World, and Cristobal Colom was there. They pronounce it Cristobal Colom. That's how Christopher Columbus is pronounced. Anyway, big day, obviously, but you know, you never know what this president's going to do with his Muslim ISIS buddies out there. Well, how many Americans yet he has to kill on this our own continent, if you will. But anyway, some more. The interesting thing came up. I was mentioning earlier that Hillary likes to bring people into her lie with her to substantiate or to bolster her lies, and sometimes she brings in dead people. One of the greatest things that happened last night that substantiates my complaint about her, you know, sociopathy, is that of, are you ready for this, Abraham Lincoln.
Look, now she's blaming, she got caught in a total lie. Her papers went out to all her friends at the banks, Goldman Sachs and everybody else, and she said things, WikiLeaks, that just came out, and she lied. Now she's blaming the lie on the late, great Abraham Lincoln. That's one that I haven't... Okay, Honest Abe. Honest Abe never lied. That's the good thing. That's the big difference between Abraham Lincoln and you. That's a big, big difference. We're talking about some difference. But as far as other elements of what she was saying, I don't know, Putin. I think it would be great if we got along with Russia because we could fight ISIS together as an example. But I don't know, Putin. But I notice anytime anything wrong happens, they like to say, the Russians, the Russians. She doesn't know if it's the Russians doing the hacking. Maybe there is no hacking, but they always blame Russia. And the reason they blame Russia is because they think they're trying to tarnish me with Russia. I know not.
Well, you know, there you have, that's Donald responding and dragging in. What she was doing is there was a reference to the WikiLeaks emails and the emails talking about Goldman Sachs and her speeches, which is what Bernie Sanders has been wanting, right? So WikiLeaks comes out with them, and there it is, open borders, exactly what Bernie Sanders said. And she makes reference, this is her lie now, she makes reference that it was in regards to something that Abraham Lincoln had said at the time of emancipation, blah, 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 blah. And it had nothing to do, nothing. She's just drawing it in, drawing in Abraham Lincoln. And Donald calls her on it. See, he knows she does that. She drags in a dead body to be the lying part of it. It's just hysterical. This is the sociopathic lying of Hillary Rodham Clinton. It's classic. So he calls her on it. He also calls her on the Putin deal. Now, let's be clear about the record here. Donald didn't say it. I will. I'm sure he's going to say it in the next debate. But I'll say it now. She created ISIS. She knows that. And her face is all puckered up. You can see it. Go check out the clip. You can see it. Her face is all puckered up when he mentions ISIS and fighting ISIS with Russia. That's not part of the plan. You know, I helped with President Obama to form ISIS. That's our team. That's our JV team out there. Yeah. And we want them to be the varsity. Yeah, we have our own little thugs out there. You know, it's kind of interesting that Hillary's got her white or Black Lives Matter thug group out there, their brown shirts. And, of course, Obama and her together have the worldwide thuggery of course, the terrorist group ISIS. You see, it's really interesting that there was an attack in Aleppo just recently. And the first thing they said, it was the Russians who did the things that they did and that they now need to be tried for war crimes. And I just kind of have to chuckle at that because the real war criminals are Hillary Rodham Clinton and President Barack Hussein Obama and all the other minions that have been going on and being associated with the Muslim Brotherhood in our government, trying to destroy our government. They are trying to destroy our government because the One World Order folks know that we don't need borders, which is exactly polar opposite of what we're seeing in the world today. We want our sovereignty back in this country. Great Britain wanted their sovereignty back. So what did they do? They Brexited. They got out of the EU. Nigel Farage. Donald Trump wants sovereignty in this nation. Oh, and by the way, did I mention that in the United States of America, there's quite a large movement, an incredibly large movement, especially per capita, per person in the territory, to form a 51st state, and that's the state of Jefferson. A large contingent of people are behind this. It's growing. And what is it? It's all about sovereignty. It's all about state rights, state sovereignty. It's all about growing a more perfect union, a 51st state. Donald knows that. This is the trend throughout the world. And the one world globalist people that Hillary Rodham Clinton represents despise it. And they'll do anything to stop it. Don't you think Donald Trump knows that? He absolutely knows that. The globalists are out and about. These are the totalitarians that we've been talking about. They want to destroy our Constitution. They want to destroy our American way of life, which, by the way, has been the shining beacon for the rest of the world. And they cannot stop that. They've been trying to stop it. They've understood that in order to destroy such a monolithic country such as the United States, it would take over 100 years to do it. So over 100 years ago, they started this process, bringing in the Fabian socialist to try and rearrange and reorganize our government back in the teens and the 20s and 30s to the technocrats that Patrick Wood talks about, to the Nazis after World War II, to the communists, and to the cartels. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Yep, Donald Trump. It's a whole new ball game, ladies and gentlemen. And we'll have to wait to see what some of these polling numbers look like that are out there. I think that Donald is, I think the statement has been made. They're going to try some more things. They're going to pull out some more stops. Just expect it. But I think that now they're in stride and, quite frankly, losing the baggage of people like Paul Ryan and others that are out there. I think that's a good thing, quite frankly. I really do. I think that's a very, very good thing that Paul Ryan needs to step aside. If he loses his race, that's great. You know, we don't need people like him, because remember, he is a globalist. He's a one world order people, as is, you know, so many other people that are out there as well. Mike Lee, you know, Glenn Beck. Hello. What's Glenn Beck going to do? I mean, seriously, is he going to cry? Is he going to put more Cheetos on his face? What is he going to do? It's just, to me, this is what they deserve. They deserve a moment like this in which the man actually did step up and became presidential. And we've seen this. We've been seeing it. I'll tell you one thing. When I went and saw Donald Trump in person last week in Reno, Nevada, I said to myself, there's the president. Incredibly presidential, but not just presidential. What he was saying made sense. He was spot on. He was pointed. He was directed. He had a plan. Not one time last night did you get even an inkling of a sense of a plan coming from Hillary Rodham Clinton. Because you see, with Hillary Rodham Clinton, she's had 30 years to do something, and she's done nothing. What she has done is left a murderous, well, rampage through the Middle East, killing tens of thousands of people because of her policies, forming ISIS, a terror group, ultimately to be bossed around by her handlers out of Saudi Arabia to try and destroy this country. You know, those Muslim Brotherhood Nazi guys? Yeah. Out of Saudi Arabia, who flew aircraft into the Twin Trade Towers. Guess what? They are the enemy, and Donald Trump knows it. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. By the way, visit our website, a21r.com. We've got a ton of stories up there. Also, today's the day. It's wide open for the Liberty Tour, and we're going to be having Jeanette Finicum, the wife of LaVoie Finicum. She's our special guest, and she's going to be here in person at the Liberty Tour. Visit our website and get the information off the website about the Liberty Tour. $10 per person to get in. Children are free. Veterans are free. First responders are free. We just want the message out about the Constitution, ladies and gentlemen, because a strong Constitution that everybody believes in gives us the freedom that God wants us to have. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.